بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. The most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, these gatherings of Dhikrullah and these majlises that we have, the main focus is to make tawbah, istighfar, to make rujoo ila Allah, to repent of our sins, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, and of course, to listen to these simple advices to bring about some change in our lives, and to bring about the spiritual reformation, the tazkiyah as we say, to try and purify and cleanse our hearts. So when we sit in these gatherings, we should make firm niyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we should be making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That, O Allah, I seek your fadl, your grace, your bounteous favors, fadl, and your rahmat, and your mercy. Ya Allah, it is only you who can purify our hearts. So we are sitting, begging Allah Rabbul Izzat for his fadl and rahmat, and for his mashiyat. That, oh Allah, I want your favor upon me, your mercy upon me. Ya Allah, and you must desire, and you must intend and wish to purify our hearts, because there's nobody else who can purify our hearts but you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the 18th para of the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. In this verse, what is Allah ta'ala saying? Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy, same word, fadl and rahmat, then Allah ta'ala says, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, none of you will be purified. In other words, nobody's soul will be cleansed and purified had it not been the fadl of Allah, the grace, the favor of Allah, wa rahmah, and His mercy. And Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, whomsoever Allah wishes to purify, Allah will purify his soul. And Allah is all hearing and all knowing. In other words, we need to be sincere in our intention. That, Ya Allah, whatever little I'm listening, Ya Allah, I'm weak, I need your fadl, your grace, I need your mercy. I want to change my life, I want to purify my heart, I want to become close to you. Ya Allah, I need to make that mujahada. You give me that tawfiq of suppressing my egos, my desires, the haram temptations I have. Ya Allah, I seek your fadl and your rahmat. If Allah Ta'ala's fadl and rahmat is not there, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cast his special mercy upon us, then Allah forbid two possibilities. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give the person tawfiq of turning to him, making tawbah at all. He is deprived of seeking repentance in his life. And number two, perhaps he makes tawbah, but his tawbah is not accepted by Allah. So therefore we need Allah's fadl and rahmat. And Allah sends down his fadl and rahmat on a person who is sincere, a person who is desperately in need and is begging from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah sees his intention. Allah sees his sincerity. Allah sees that he wants to become my friend. So Allah then casts upon such people his fadl, rahmat and mashiyat. These three things. And then the person turns to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah then grants him the tawfiq of making tawbah, and just not an ordinary tawbah, a genuine, a sincere tawbah, and nasuha. And Allah opens the doors for him to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he is able to detox his soul, and rid it from all the spiritual maladies that he has in his heart, in his soul. The pride, the anger, the jealousy, love of dunya, etc. that we talk about all the time. And Allah then purifies and cleanses his heart with the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzah, with the marifat of Allah, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this person is then able to bring about in his life, in his heart, good qualities. Akhlaqi hamida. He brings good qualities, sabr, shukr, qanaat, humility, modesty. And Allah takes away from his heart pride, anger, jealousy, boast, adawat, hatred, etc. Now his heart is becoming pure and clean, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him his special muhabbat. So this tazkiyah, these programs of islah, reformation for myself, for all of us, we must be genuine and sincere and make a firm resolution, a genuine, we have to keep on rectifying our intentions. And why am I sitting here? What am I trying to achieve? Who is my goal? What do I need? I need to purify the soul of mine. Because of the environment we're living in, very easily we fall into a sin. And if we don't make tawbah, and we continue and persist in that sin, then as I've mentioned so many times previously, that a black dot appears on the heart, and then the dot grows larger and larger and larger in size, and so many other sins like that, actually engulfs the heart, it covers the heart, blackens the heart, corrodes the heart, makes rust, spiritual maladies come into the heart, that makes the heart very, very hard. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Allah has spoken about the rust that has corroded their spiritual hearts. Allah has spoken about fi qulubihim marad, that their hearts have got maladies, they are sick. In other words, our spiritual hearts become sick. Just like how a physical body requires the right and correct nourishment, like that the spiritual heart requires spiritual nourishment. Wo gul gul nahi jisme bu nahi, wo dil dil nahi jisme tu nahi. That rose cannot be called a rose when it is deprived or does not have, it is void of any fragrance. Perhaps the name you see on the flower, it's written a rose, and you took it, you purchased it, and you began to inhale to see any fragrance coming out. But you see, there's no fragrance. It's an artificial rose. Wo gul gul nahi, that rose cannot be called a rose which does not have any boom, any khushbu, any fragrance in it. Wo dil dil nahi jisme tu nahi, that heart cannot be called a heart when, oh Allah, you are not in our heart. This whole process of tazkiyah is not a simple matter. A person requires this tazkiyah for his entire life. There isn't any time when a person can claim, now, alhamdulillah, I've got full control of my nafs, I've got no shahwat, and I'm now spiritually cleansed and pure, and I've reached that highest level of tazkiyah. No. Ulama have mentioned that from that state, when the nafs is of ammara, when it commands a person all the time to do bad, to do evil, from the mujahada that is required to now remove that person from that type of state of nafs, from ammara to finally mutma'inna, which is a pure state, it takes a long time, years will go past. But on the contrary, if a person slips from that condition, if he becomes ghafil of Allah again, if there's a relapse in his life, and again he falls into the abyss of sin and evil and temptation, and he doesn't care, and ghaflat comes into him. Generally, a person, when he involves himself in sin, then what happens? It is due to ghaflat in his life, heedlessness, which we have spoken about many, many times. Person is ghafil, heedless. He is oblivious of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Why? Because he does not have the istihadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azamat and kibriya. He's not conscious of the greatness and loftiness and grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not having the condition of muraqabah that my Allah is watching me every moment of my life. So when this is not in his life, not in her life, then the person lives a life of ghaflat. There's no khawf of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no fear of Allah's punishment. There's no fear of accountability that one day he will stand before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, singly, individually, and have to account for all his doings. There is no raghbat and longing for the akhirah. The man is consumed in dunya. So there's no akhirat in his life. There's no fikr for maut in his life, in her life. There's no shauq and longing for Jannah, which Allah has promised, that beautiful paradise in which a person will live forever and ever. So when all these things are not in the person's mind and heart, then a person will continue sinning. So then from that mutma'inna state, it is possible for him to slip and come back right down to the ammara state. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Ulama have given the example of a snake. It's very slippery. But when it is put into very, very severe cold conditions, perhaps on the mountaintop, and there's snow falling, so after a long period of time, that snake will become very, very hard. It's covered with snow. It is frozen. But if somebody comes and he takes warm water, hot water, and begins to pour over that snow and over that snake, not very long after that, it will take a short time where the snake would now lose that cold state that it was frozen within. And now it begins to move again. It becomes slippery again like how it was originally. Like that, a person can never be content and sit back. Sometimes it happens, a person makes umrah or hajj, and he feels so spiritually rejuvenated and high. And he feels now I've reached a very high position. So when he comes back home, then shortly after that he falls back into sins and all the evil company and bad habits he had and all the spiritual nur that he had accumulated slowly, slowly disappears. Therefore, respected friends and elders, this tazkiyah is something very, 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 very important in our lives. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ Allah said, certainly successful are those who have purified their hearts. And the purification of the heart can only come with the fadl, rahmat and mashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I explained, when the person is sincere, Allah ta'ala comes running towards him. Allah opens doors towards him. And then Allah gives him the tawfiq of subjugating his nafs and to spiritually cleanse and purify his heart. Then those egos that he had, he suppresses those egos. He liberates himself from the shackle and the fetters and the chains of the egos that he has, the temptations. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned very beautiful. He says, ego is like a ladder that we climb on, and then we fall after some time, we fall down that ladder. Ego is like a ladder that we climb, and after some time we fall down that ladder. And he says, the higher a person climbs, the more devastating will be his fall. The more we seep into following our egos and fantasies and our evil temptations, we're going higher and higher and higher. And then when we fall down this ladder, then we fall down very, very hard. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, in the company of Rasulullah SAW, who every single day in his life was concerned about the well-being of the Sahaba and the entire Ummah. And he would advise them all the time. The Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice, Awsini. He says, La taghdab. Do not have anger. Do not become angry. And he says, give me advice. Nabi said, La taghdab. Don't become angry. And the third time the Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. Thinking that Rasulullah would may give him some other advice now. He says, La taghdab. Perhaps he realized in this particular Sahabi, he needs to now get this anger in his control. My respected friends and elders, how many spiritual diseases and maladies we are suffering from? So many of those type of maladies we can never detect ourselves. It's only a person who has knowledge and who has some experience and he can detect. No, no, you are saying that out of pride. You've got vanity in you. You've got hasad in you. You've got jealousy in you. You've got buz and adawat in you. And we continue our lives without even having a firm, determined resolution that I need to make tazkiyah of myself. I need to purify myself. How long am I going to continue in this way? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we know his greatness. We know the condition and the of Umar radiallahu ta'ala and his akhlaq, etc. What a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is his position, Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, despite being given glad tidings of Jannah in this world, Abu Bakr fi Jannah, Umar fi Jannah, Uthman fi Jannah, Ali fi Jannah, the Ashar Mubashara, Rasulullah mentioned in one gathering. Specifically, Umar's name is taken that you're a Jannati. Despite that, he would go to Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, who had a list of the munafiqeen given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And only Hudhayfa radiallahu was given this list, it was a secret. Umar radiallahu is so concerned, Hudhayfa, okay, you don't want to give me the list, but is my name there amongst the munafiqeen of this ummah? Am I also amongst the hypocrites? This is his worry and concern. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, once he sees a drain pipe coming off somebody's house, and there was fear that the water that falls off from there may seep into the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he becomes a bit upset, and he pulls off that drain pipe. Shortly after that, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the uncle of Rasulullah sallam, comes. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Umar was now Amir al-Mu'mineen. That you remove my drain pipe from my house? He said, yes, I did so. Because I'm worried that the water must not come out and come towards the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, but I have been granted permission to put this drain pipe by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime. Umar radiallahu became cold. He said, really? Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give you permission to fix this drain pipe on your house? He said, yes. Umar radiallahu then begs him that please listen to me. I'm going to sit here and you climb on my back and you refit and put this drain pipe back and fit it on again. He said, no, I don't need to do so. That you've given me permission and I'll put it on my own. Umar radiallahu insists, and until Abbas radiallahu does not go, he says no. And then he kneels down and he makes Abbas radiallahu ta'ala place his leg onto his back and he fits back the drain pipe. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen, but he's concerned, I've hurt somebody's feelings, I did something wrong. I should not have removed the drain pipe without his permission. I did not verify and find out what was the matter. I took the law in my own hands, although he had a genuine concern regarding the drain pipe. But these sahaba worried about the akhirat, the purification of the souls. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, such a great sahabi, so many thousand ahadith narrated by him. He is once appointed as a governor of Bahrain. And now he's the hakim, he's the ruler there. And people witness and they observe that in the evenings he has a bundle of wood that he carries on his back. He's a governor. And he goes to the marketplace and he sells this bundle of wood that he has. And somebody asks him, you are the hakim, you're the ruler, you're the governor. Then why are you doing this? You can appoint any person to do this for you. He says that since I became a governor, this fear always comes to me. That I've reached such a high position, people come to me, I'm a governor, delegations come to me. I did not want vanity to come into my heart. To remove this vanity, I'm doing this menial job, or I'm placing this bundle of wood on my back. That I'm a nothing. I may be a ruler, I may be a governor, I may be a hakim, but I must not be suffering from any type of these evil qualities. So respected friends and elders, we don't have much time. It is important that we realize that tazkiyah is extremely important in our life, and there has to be a starting point for us to genuinely, sincerely now be concerned about our tazkiyah and purification of our souls. Lest it becomes too late and we remain in the state of nafs-e ammara and we leave this world in this condition without getting the marifat of Allah, without getting the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without making any preparations for the akhirat. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us His fadl and rahmat, and Allah help us to make tazkiyah and purify our souls. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله الله Allah, 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 Allah,
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ما لغناكم معافرما وما لخطاعكم معافرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah Allah purify and cleanse our hearts يا الله اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله هم غندے ہیں يا الله يا الله هم غنہگار ہیں يا الله يا الله هم مجرم ہیں يا الله forgive us my Allah Help us to make Tawbah Nasuha, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq and accept our Tawbah, my Allah. Don't make us go back to those sins, my Allah. Allah grant us a pious life, a righteous life, a life full of taqwa. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. The sweetness of begging from you. The sweetness of dhikrullah. Sweetness of tilawat al-Quran. The sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, so many people, young and old, little babies, my Allah, are not well, my Allah. They've underwent operations, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, you are a Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Grant them Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil, Mustaqir, Daim. Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus. Grant the family Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Mawtud Iman. Mawt in Madinah Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahudi kothur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, we have got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Spiritual needs, physical needs, my Allah. Dunyavi needs, ukhrawi needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove us from our difficulties, my Allah. Our sorrows, our grief, our hearts of parishani. Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are waiting for suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them suitable partners, my Allah. Grant them a life full of bliss and happiness and afiyat and barakat, my Allah. With children who will become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, ya Allah, who have got financial problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are maqroos, they have got debts, my Allah. Help them to pay off the debts, my Allah. There are people who have physical problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are those who have got depression, my Allah. And so many other needs that we have, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi' al-Bariyat. Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wat al-Muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك للامك وجرنا وقران جرن بكم ذا كل نسف وعيس مقدم أكثر الحفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين ما يا الله يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.